most important issues of the day. This is the Rick Smith Show.
Back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. So the floodgates, they be opening as we're seeing more and more comments around Kavanaugh. Evidently had a certain kind of look that he wanted for his female interns. You know, kind of outgoing. I'm not sure what exactly that means, but, well, you can throw that out any way you would like. Also, some former classmates coming out saying, well, you know, we heard about that back then. There was rumors. There was some scuttle. I'm not going to say it happened or it didn't, but, you know, we did hear about it. Very, very interesting stuff going on. And look, it's only going to get worse. So if I'm Kavanaugh, I'm looking to the exits. Anyway, let's find out what's going on in Washington, D.C. and around the world. Bob Nay, Talk Media News. Bob, thanks for taking time for us.
Well, thank you, Rick.
So like any of these things, you know, the as soon as the door opens, the floodgates, you know, as soon as the floodgates open, tons of stuff coming out.
Well, it always happens that way, you know, and then, of course, you might have seen the Senate chief staff guy for nominations for the Judiciary Committee, Grassley's Committee.
Yeah.
He tweeted at 11 o'clock, and he tweeted at 1 a.m. Let's see, maybe somebody had a couple of pops. I mean, shockingly, that actually happens in D.C. Been there, done it myself. So he tweeted, though, that, you know, about, you know, their lawyers haven't got back to him. His name was Davis. They haven't got back to him because in between TV shows, I guess they don't have time, things like that. A dumb tweet because it takes the mask off. He basically says it's Kavanaugh. You know, he's going to be in the court. So predetermining everything. So that's not a helpful deal for a staffer to do that, at two tweets from 11 to 1 a.m.
Yeah, or you know, one of those things could find himself on the unemployment line.
Correct, that's right. So but this is the chief guy for nominations for the committee, so that was another little piece of intrigue out there. I mean, I suspicion that, I'm assuming that Dr. Ford will not show, and then they will not question him, Grassley, and they will just have a vote. If it doesn't make it out of the committee, it can go to the floor anyway under the, you know, under the rules.
Right.
And I was looking at the Anita Hill timeline. It had been such a while, you know, I looked at that. And the FBI did their investigation in 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there. In fact, you know, there's a videotape going around of Orrin Hatch saying that it was 3 days and that it was a good thing that the chairman and the ranking member the minority, you know, were in agreement and they moved forward on this. And, you know, he was effusive with praise. And yet now, no, we don't need this. We're just going to have this hearing.
Now, the twist also to it was, interesting enough, Biden was chairman, Joe Biden at the time. And he, when they interviewed Anita Hill, which is because she had worked for Thomas, they interviewed her anyway for the background, right?
Right.
And when this started to come out, some staffers took it to Biden, and they were talking about anonymous, and Biden said, no, that will strap the committee's hands. And then the White House got involved, which would have been a Republican, because that would have been Bush. And then they approved additional background checks, which how the FBI came into it. So that's how that process unfolded at that time.
Yeah, but Trump's not going to jump.
No, they won't do it. Now, you know, they could pull his nomination and then put Amy Barrett in,
right,
which would make the conservatives very, very happy.
Yeah, they would be really tickled in the panties. Yeah, no question about that.
But if they did that, that would also ignite, because she's far worse on Roe versus Wade for sure, so that would ignite, you know, obviously a lot of the women, so they wouldn't want to do that at this point in time. Because Planned Parenthood has just doubled their political budget. It doesn't come out of taxpayers' money, but the money they raise to support themselves from people for donations, for, you know, campaigns, and they're doubling their effort in targeting certain seats, because the Republicans, as you know, have more vulnerable seats, way far more than the Democratic side does.
Right, and there's an opportunity here. I mean, not a great one, but there's an opportunity. And I even see, you know, Claire McCaskill came out today and said that she was going to be voting against Kavanaugh, which, you know, it's one of those vulnerable seats. And immediately, you know, the Republicans there, you know, basically said, you know, she's a slap in the face to Missourians. And you go, this is one of those political moments.
It is. Yeah, this has become a big deal.
As it should be. Look, at the end of the day, regardless of who you're going to seat on the court, I don't really want somebody who's accused of attempted rape. I mean, you look, we're going to get a crazy conservative on there, and as you said, Amy Barrett's probably much, much worse and to the right of even him. But you know, at the minimum, across the aisle, we should be able to go, you know, I don't know that we want somebody who's accused of that. I mean, you wouldn't hire someone to cut your lawn or, you know, paint your house or anything like that. If you knew, you know, why would you put him on the highest court in the land?
I mean, I was thinking this through. What would be the downside of, you know, let the FBI do, you know, something on it? Frankly, it's so many years ago, and they would have to say, you know, who was at the party? You know what I'm saying with this.
Right.
So it's a roll of the dice, and then eventually, you know, accuracy or truth comes out. But why not do it for two reasons? One, if he then, you know, did do it, they would dump him and do the right thing. And how could they be criticized? They did the right thing. They dumped him. If, in fact, the FBI says nothing, absolutely nothing to it, and then they turn around and, you know, start attacking Dianne Feinstein first, of course, you know, and then go from there. And that's it. I mean, I don't see the downside to it.
Well, for them, the downside is once you start going back and start questioning people under oath of, you know, hey, if you lie and we find out, you could end up in jail. People start like this woman, this Christine King Miranda, who said, you know, I remember hearing about it, you know, when it was going on. You know, there was some buzz around that something had happened. I don't know what, I wasn't there, but the more you start piecing those stories together, the more those come out, the more, you know, the more credence it gives it, then you can't deny.
But then again, like I said, if it comes out the other way, then that's it. And, you know, they can slam the process of waiting 2 months. I mean, there's a lot of fuel there, if I'm saying, there'd be a lot of fuel there that they could use. I just think that they don't want even any one more day just due to the midterms coming up.
Nope.
Although if it shows to be accurate later, wow, Katie barred the door about 2 months from now.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But even still, what happens? Let's say they seat him. Let's say Monday she doesn't come, and I'm hoping that she does. Look, it'll be ugly for her. And I think I've heard rumors that the Republicans are going to have female staffers actually ask the questions, which is kind of smart. But let's say she doesn't show up and they put him on the court, and then a couple months down the line we find out, yeah, well, that's actually true. We're stuck with this guy on the court.
What do you think about
having the female staffers, you know, instead of having, you know, somebody like Grassley asking questions?
Well, one time we were sent some horrible language letters, and I had a 16-year-old intern program where the Girl Scouts sent somebody to your office for the day, and that poor young lady opened these letters. And so I called the lobby group that had sent them, and when they got to my office, every woman that worked for me was sitting around the conference table. And they kind of looked at me, the group did, and I said, here's the letters that came in from your group. Would you please read the first letter here? And they look around the table and they said, well, we can't read them in front of these women. I said, well, 16-year-old girl read them. It was very effective, you know?
Yeah,
very effective. And I think if they want to soften the issue, yes, they would have a theme. And that way there's no harsh type of, you know, male question.
Yeah, and there's no Arlen Specter moment, which is, for me, the whole reason you have the hearing.
Oh, that's a blast from the past, that name, yep.
You're throwing that at you, because Orrin Hatch already said it. You know, maybe she's mixed up. You know, like, you know, maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was a guy who just kind of looked like him. Mm-hmm. You know, those rich white guys all look the same.
Orrin Hatch has been on the committee forever. He's gone through how many of these?
Well, he was there for Anita Hill. I mean, you know.
I know. That's what I mean. He's still there.
Again, and this is where the people who keep pushing term limits sometimes have my sympathy. I'm not a term limit person because I think voters should have the ultimate term limit vote. Mm. You boot the bums out. You keep people who are good. The sad reality is the bums usually end up sticking around too long.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. Let's move on. The wall. Evidently, okay. Trump's a little ticked about the Republicans' lack of courage on the wall. What's going on?
Well, he calls the budget ridiculous. I thought at first when I saw the headlines, because maybe the ridiculous spending, but it wasn't. It's because the wall's not in it. So therefore, it becomes a ridiculous budget. You know, Trump really, really, really wants to get that wall at some point in time for the next election.
That's his key. He couldn't get the
to
destroy Obamacare. He's got to have his prize wall.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Maybe this is where he could go to his Russian oligarch friends and have them fund it.
He can't get it out of the Republicans. He's not going to get it if the chamber switches, I'll tell you that much.
No, that ain't going to happen there either. Mm-hmm. Good. I mean, and this is the thing that bothers me. I mean, you know, we can't figure out a way to end homelessness or hunger in this country, but, you know, we're going to talk about building a stupid wall and $13 billion for Space Force. It's just crazy. Evidently, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, something with immigration. What are we changing with immigration here?
Well, the Congress is not honestly digging into this at all, either side of the aisle, like they should.
Right.
This is the public side we're seeing right now. What he's doing is two things in the last 2 days. One, he's telling judges that they can't just dismiss a case. He's telling the immigration judges. That's number one. Then he followed up today with having Case personally refer to him about asylum seekers. Now, when they have a review where there's a deemed a danger in a review, that's a major hurdle they get through. In other words, probable cause that the asylum seeker is in danger. Well, the way he's going to review this case, he may say it doesn't matter. They're still going to detain them, put them into detention. Versus the process where they have a potential danger, it's approved, they await their time.
Right.
He may change that. The other unseen thing is what's going on at embassies, and nobody is digging into this thing. I wish somebody from the committee would, from Foreign Affairs. The embassies are starting to turn down people, and I'll give you a case I personally know of where a student from India went in, and they were turned down because they said, well, we don't know when you graduate and return here if you can pay your loan in India. What does the American embassy care whether that master's degree student can pay his loan in India?
That's bizarre.
That actually happened.
Wow.
And I can give you more cases. I can give you cases of four American women who were turned down to get married to boyfriends that they have been dating 5 to 6 years, not a Facebook relationship, not a bot marriage, 5 to 6 years, all turned down with no reasons given.
Well, I mean,
these are done in the Philippines. It's being done in India. It's all at the embassy level, Rick. Somebody in Congress needs to dig in to demand the statistics.
Yeah, well, I mean, do we expect anything different out of this administration? I mean,
so that's what's going on. And now you see the public part where the Attorney General is starting to say, refer me this case, because justice can intervene and try to set the determination of how these cases run.
Oh, okay. So this is something they can do?
Oh, he could. I mean, he'd be challenged in court, but obviously it has to go through the whole court process. This is something where he's reviewing these cases right now. He's asking for these cases of these detainees. Then there's a second part, which is the unseen part that's going on all over the world in embassies.
That's something.
Immigration by embassy.
I'm going to have to ask my immigration expert friend about that and see if there's any, if it's on his radar or on their radar. Because I'll tell you,
if it is. And he's more than welcome to call me.
Yeah, it's something that I haven't even thought of.
Yeah, nobody's talking about it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Most certainly something. As soon as we're done, I'm gonna reach out. Okay. Lastly, evidently there's a group of Democrats who are pushing a petition to change the party rules to elect a speaker, because I guess a little confidence that they think Democrats are going to take back the House and may not like Nancy Pelosi. What's going on?
Well, I think a lot of people, you know, that wanted to go for Tim Ryan of Ohio when he opposed Nancy Pelosi for a minority leader thought, well, okay, he didn't win, but, you know, Nancy's really going to not seek speaker again. And the next thing you know, Nancy announced she was going to seek speaker. And I think 45 Democratic candidates, if my memory serves me right, said we won't vote for her, candidates that were running, you know, because of the polarization in the field. So now Nancy says she's going to run. So quietly, although nothing's quiet in D.C., it's leaked out that 10 of the Democratic members are trying to get a new rule within their caucus that if you want to be the speaker, you need to get 218 votes, not just get your name referred, you know, to the caucus, and then they take an internal vote, and if there's four of you and you take 70 votes, you win, and another person takes 20 votes, you know, that kind of thing. You'd have to get all, you'd have to get 218, making it therefore harder for her.
Making it almost impossible for anyone.
Well, yeah, I should say, you're right, impossible, not harder, impossible.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't it be possible? Impossible for just about anybody.
Right.
So then you wouldn't, maybe you have speaker by committee.
Maybe.
All right, well. Hey, I always love a good story of Democrats shooting themselves in the foot.
There you go.
So it sounds like that to me. Anyway, Bob, I appreciate the time. As always, good stuff.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Our good friend Bob Ney, Talk Media News. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. For working people, come to talk.
Radio of, for, and by We the Working People. The Rick Smith Show.